The Giver by Lewis Lowry, Chapter 4. Jonah stood at a leisurely place, glancing at the bike ports beside the buildings to see if he could spot Asher's. He didn't often do his volunteer hours with his friend, because Asher frequently fooled around and made serious work a little difficult. But now, with 12 coming soon, so soon and the volunteer hours ending, it didn't seem to matter. The freedom to choose where to spend his hours had always seemed a wonderful luxury to Jonas. Other hours of the day were so carefully regulated. He remembered when he had become 8, as Lily would do shortly, and had been faced with the freedom of choice. The 8s always sat on their first volunteer hour a little nervously, giggling and staying in groups of friends. They almost invariably did their hours on recreation duty first, helping with the younger ones in a place where they still felt comfortable. But with guidance, as they developed self-confidence and maturity, they moved on to do other jobs, gravitating towards those that would suit their own interests and skills. A male 11 named Benjamin had done his entire nearly 4 years in the rehabilitation center, working with citizens who had been injured. It was rumored that he was as skilled now as the rehabilitation directors themselves, that he even developed some machines and methods to hasten rehabilitation. There was no doubt that Benjamin would receive his assignment to that field and would probably be permitted to bypass most of the training. Jonas was impressed by the things Benjamin had achieved. He knew him, of course, since they always had been groupmates, but they had never talked about the boy's accomplishments because such a conversation would have been awkward for Benjamin. There was never any comfortable way to mention or discuss one's successes without breaking the rule against bragging, even if one didn't mean to. It was a minor rule, rather like rudeness, punishable only by gentle chastisement. But still, better to steer clear of an occasion governed by a rule which would be so easy to break. The area of dwellings behind him, Jonas rode past the community structures, hoping to spot Asher's bicycle parked beside one of the small factories or office buildings. He passed the child care center, where Lily stayed after school, and the play area surrounding it. He rode through the central plaza and the large auditorium where public meetings were held. Jonas slowed and looked at the name tags on the bicycles lined up outside the nurturing center. Then he checked those outside the food distribution. It was always fun to help with the deliveries, and he hoped he would find his friends there so that they could go on daily rounds carrying the cartons of supplies into the dwellings of the community. But he finally found Asher's bicycle, leaning as usual, instead of upright in its port, as it should have been, at the house of the old. There was only one child's bicycle there, one other child's bicycle there, that of a female 11 named Fiona. Jonas liked Fiona. She was a good student, quiet and polite, but she had a sense of fun as well, and it didn't surprise him that today she was working with Asher. He parked his bicycle neatly in the port beside theirs and entered the building. "Hello, Jonas," the attendant at the front desk said. She handed him the sign-up sheet and stamped her own official seal beside his signature. All of the volunteer hours would be carefully tabulated at the Hall of Open Records. Once, long ago, it was whispered among the children that an 11 had arrived at a ceremony of 12 only to hear a public announcement that he had not completed the required number of volunteer hours and would not therefore be given his assignment. He would have been permitted an additional month in which he could complete the hours and then given his assignment privately with no applause, no celebration, a disgrace that had clouded his entire future. "It's good to see some volunteers here today," the attendant said. "We celebrated our release this morning, and that always throws the schedule off a little, so let's get things backed up." She looked at the printed sheet. "Let's see. Asher and Fiona are helping in the bathing room. Why don't you join them there? You know where it is, don't you?" Jonas nodded, thanked her, and walked down the long hallway. He glanced into the rooms on either side. The old were sitting quietly, some visiting and talking with one another. Others were doing handwork and simple crafts. A few were asleep. Each room was comfortably furnished and floors covered with thick carpeting. It was a serene and slow-paced place, unlike the busy centers of manufacture and distribution, where the daily work of the community occurred. Jonas was glad that he had, over the years, chosen to do his hours in a variety of places so he could experience the differences. He realized, though, that not focusing on one area meant he was left with not the slightest idea, not even a guess, of what his assignment would be.